New Hampshire Democratic U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen is among a bipartisan group of senators who continue to raise concerns about President Trump's travel ban. Trump's executive order bans immigration from 7 Muslim-majority nations for 90 days. It shuts down the refugee program while the vetting process is being reviewed. Senator Shaheen serves on both the Senate Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committees, and she joins us now by phone. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Rick.
Senator, President Trump last night firing Acting Attorney General Sally Yates for what he described as a betrayal of his administration for refusing to defend the executive order on immigration and refugees. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think it shows even more why this executive order is a problem. What we heard from the acting attorney general is that she didn't think it was defensible because she thought it was in violation of the Constitution, which we've already heard several courts agree with. So I think it's important for the president, it's important for every elected official to try to follow the law. And this executive order, I believe, is un-American. It raises constitutional questions, and it was implemented totally incompetently. There were a lot of questions asked. There was confusion. People at the Department of Homeland Security didn't know it was coming and weren't told about how to enforce it. So for all kinds of reasons, this is a very bad decision for President Trump and his administration.
I know Florida Senator Marco Rubio said that his staff was told by State Department officials that they've been instructed not to discuss the order with members of Congress. How concerned are you about, you know, that lack of information from the administration about the order and, you know, whether they are complying with the stay issued by federal judges?
Well, again, that's another very serious question. Well, one of the things that we've seen since Donald Trump took office is an effort to keep federal agencies from giving information to the public on their websites, as Senator Rubio pointed out, in terms of staff and how things are being implemented. So I think this is something that I hope Congress is going to take a look at. I think the order is un-American. It's in violation of the values that we hold so dear in this country. This is a country that was built on immigrants, where we have provided safe haven to refugees who are fleeing war. And, you know, I think we would all agree that if there are ways that we can make our vetting process for refugees more effective, we want to do that. But this is not the way to do it. And I'm particularly concerned also because one of the groups of people that we are keeping out are those Iraqis who helped our men and women on the ground during the conflict in Iraq, the interpreters who are part of a special immigrant visa program who can come to the United States when their lives are threatened. And last night I talked to one of those former interpreters for our Iraqi troops on the ground who talked about the concern she had about she's fortunately made it into the country, but about other people that she knows who are stuck, not knowing what's going to happen to them and fear for their lives. And this is not the kind of picture we want to present of America. And it sends a message to our allies who we want to help us in this conflict against terrorism, global terrorism. And it also sends a message to the terrorists. They're going to be able to use this as a recruitment tool to get people to sign up, to show that America is against Islam. And so I think it was not well thought out. It has not been well implemented. And I hope the president is going to take another look and rescind it.
Well, what are your biggest concerns about this order going forward? What can Democrats really do to stop any of it?
I think because we don't have the majority of votes in Congress, there are a number of things that we can do to try and get the attention of the administration. But the reality is this is the kind of thing that the White House needs to hear from people in the grassroots across this nation about. We've seen that with people gathering at airports and marching to express their concerns. Governor Sununu needs to hear from people in New Hampshire if they're concerned about it. His family are immigrants, just like my husband's family. He should appreciate the contribution that immigrants make to this country because he's one of those families, descendants of one of those families. They should let their legislators in Concord know, because this is the kind of thing that is going to be changed if enough people in the country express their views and let the Trump administration know this is not something we want to see in America.
Senator, I just have a few seconds left. I want to ask you what the impact now on the confirmation of Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions as Attorney General could be. Will you vote for him?
I am not planning to vote for him, and I think his involvement in crafting that has been reported and crafting these executive orders raised serious questions about his what he would do as Attorney General.
New Hampshire Democratic U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen, thank you for the time.
Thank you.